I am not sure that if there's any other priest did what I, right before I had confessions before, did what I did today, any other priest, right before I had confessions, I was in regular clothes, and I went to the gymnastics. My little four-year-old, my great niece, she had gymnastics lesson or whatever class, and oh, I just watch paint dry on the wall. It's amazing to see a little four-year-old girl and all these kids doing this little gymnastics thing. Miss Sarah, their babysitter's at home. Hannah's at a Memorial's music contest at North Posey, and Daddy's working. So I watched Celia for an hour in this gymnastics thing. It was kind of cool in a way. She's 4 years old. We're driving home, and I said to Celia, I said, can I come and do this again with you? She says, no. She's never really liked me. She said, no, I want my dad to come take me. Okay? I said, you want daddy to come take you? So then I'm driving. I'm going, okay, I'm not going to let this end. I said, Celia, if I go again with you, after you have gymnastics, we'll go to Dairy Queen. She says, I'll ask mother. She'll change her mind. I guarantee it. I can bribe this little girl. She'll do anything she wants. She wants an ice cream. Come to Uncle Tom. Daddy won't give it to her. Father Attila called, we should share it real quick. Father Attila called last Wednesday. It was in the evening. He goes, guess where I am? I said, well, where are you? I know he's in Florida. He's stationed in Fort Lauderdale. I said, well, where are you? He goes, I'm in downtown Miami. I said, what are you doing downtown Miami? He goes, you know, the priest convocation. That's a priest convocation. We all have them when all the priests get together. So he said, the priest convocation is downtown Miami at a Hilton. So he said, are you saying to me that you don't really want to come back to Indiana to a state park? He goes, no. So I think he's at home. He loves it. He's at, again, St. Anthony Parish in Fort Lauderdale. But I said, why'd you call me? Just to let me know and rub it in. I said, great, hang up. Anyway, this whole past week, we've heard a lot about Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson and the NFL and domestic violence. We've heard a great deal this week also about the continuing the Islamic nation and Iraq and even more war. We continue to hear about the battle with Ebola. We know that we also find out that Scotland is still part of the United Kingdom. We also heard many different other things this week that we just hear over and over again. We know that Christy Kelly was found and was buried. We know that the political speech is all around us. Either political speech turns you on or it turns you off, but it's there. And the things that go on in your families, much like Hannah and Ben's, as anybody else's family, with parents, with children, you've got schedules in school and sickness, you've got work and all that has to work together. And then we come here. We come here with all that we have and all that we are, just as we are. Okay? And we come here to be fed. Somehow by God's word, somehow that we're going to hear a word from Jesus that will encourage us, give us hope, something we can chew on and live with until the following week. Today's gospel is not quite that way. You just heard it. This landowner hires all these people. They all get the same daily wage. Those who worked 8 hours and those who worked 1 hour. We have to scream unfair. We have to scream that's not right. Nobody does that. It's not good business practice. It makes no common sense that somebody who worked 1 hour gets the same thing that I got working 8 hours. It violates a basic tape message in our heads. And it's all of us, at least for us older, even for kids, young people. It's a basic tape message that in our heads, if someone gets what I get, I'm getting, but haven't done as much work as I have, I'm cheated. That tape message that's in our head here in America, you want money? Work for it. You want love? You got to earn it. You want mercy? Show me you deserve it. Do unto others before they do it to you. What Jesus says is makes no sense to you and I alive today. The story that Jesus is telling is about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Use both those words, they use heaven today, which is a way of living that puts into practice God's justice and peace, God's freedom and mercy. The story of the workers in the vineyard insists somehow that this peace and this freedom and this mercy of God's is for all people, everyone, even those who come last. I truly believe that all of us together, we are the 11th hour workers. No matter what we've done in the past, I think we are all still 11th hour workers to get the same daily wage. The generosity of the Lord of the vineyard is absolutely unexplainable. Absolutely, we can't even grasp the depths of the generosity of the Lord of the vineyard. It's beyond us. Everyone receives God's unconditional love, God's grace, and God's unfailing mercy. We don't think that way. We don't think that way. They don't deserve it. There's no way that Osama bin Laden could have ever said, "God, forgive me," right before he died. We couldn't accept that. God's mercy is unfailing. We don't have any clue what people do within their hearts or between God. The kingdom that Jesus describes is a very, very strange kingdom. This is strange indeed, this kingdom that Jesus describes of God. So strange that the last will be first and the first will be last. Jesus describes this kingdom elsewhere in our scriptures, where he says the outcast and the godless will enter ahead of those who think they are godly and righteous. This kingdom that Jesus described is so strange that we will measure ourselves as we look at the little children. This kingdom is so strange that we will realize that to be great in this kingdom, the only way we can be great is by serving others. Indeed, this is a strange kingdom. How can this kingdom survive in our world where the first are first and the last are last, and the heck with the whole thing? It's about me. Until we lose that self-centeredness, until we lose that, the generosity and the mercy of the generous mercy of God is beyond us. The Lord of the vineyard, his point of view is that what really matters is not what you get, but the work that you do. It's the work of the vineyard. It's the work of mercy. It's the work of justice. It's the work of love for all people. In the Lord's vineyard, the reward is not what we get, but the work that we do. The joy that comes from working in the vineyard is our contribution with God, creating a new world right here in the acre that God gave us, right here in Warwick and Bannerburg counties. That's where the joy comes from, when we can walk with God, the Lord of the vineyard, and to do that recreation right here. To live as kingdom people is to no longer live in an envious world of comparisons, but in the abundant world of God's goodness and God's mercy and God's love. Forget the comparisons and forget the envy. The Lord of the vineyard has no choice but this: to give us all that the Lord has. And of course, what that is? The Lord has to give us all that the Lord has. And what is it? The usual daily wage. Our daily wage is all we can get.